Whereas in decades gone by, a strong US economy has tended to mean good things for, let's say, the emerging markets of the world. They have all been dependent upon US dollar funding, and the interest rate is rising so rapidly now in the US that it's pulling that liquidity away from those emerging markets and kind of revealing the ones that probably aren't doing as well as they might otherwise be doing. You know, we've heard obviously about really big difficulties in places like Argentina, etc. But it's a struggle for even Turkey Russia. A number of those prime candidates have been struggling because they borrowed a lot in the dollars, basically, and it's becoming more expensive to refinance.
Now, there are two things I know that worry you. First of all, this version of passive money, number one. And then secondly, the fortunes of the bond market. Let's do passive money first. What worries you about that? What is it?
Well, so passive money has been a big beneficiary of the quantitative easing, cheap money that we've seen over the last 10 years. So that means that money has gone into index tracking funds, these things called ETFs. Now, it's not... that's not necessarily a problem until they become such a large part of the global money that's sloshing around everywhere. Basically, it's a momentum type of play. So once all this money piles in, as soon as the cheap money underpinning it is reversing, so money's becoming more expensive, that means that the momentum could easily flip and all the money that ran in could run back out again. So that's what worries me there.
And the bond market.
And the bond market is what's been underpinning all of that drive into the passive money has been, it's been so cheap, it's been practically free, more than free. When you look at Europe with its negative interest rates, it's been so cheap that underpinned the entire market. And now, of course, as we've said, it's reversing in the US quite dramatically, and even in the Europe they've had some better data. They've got inflation finally, and where we've had negative interest rates, they're talking now about moving to more positive rates. And really, it's just a huge reversal of everything we've seen for the last 10 years.
And finally, Helen, the volatility indexes, what are they telling us? Because that's a fairly important view. I know yours is, but the official ones as well, or semi-official ones, are a bit of a problem, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, in February, the VIX, which is one of the most widely followed volatility indexes, blew up in February and took all the stock markets with it. And has really, ever since February, there's been a lot of concern about that might happen again, and they've started to basically head a little bit higher again in the last week as these bond yields have really started to go a lot higher as well. So it's a question of, you know, canary in the coal mine kind of moment with these volatility indexes. So we're going to keep a close eye on those this week and next to see if this is just another slight wobble or could it develop into something more.
Very interesting indeed. Thanks so much indeed. Financial market expert Helen Thomas, founder of Blonde Money.